I'm joined now by Republican Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who led the effort to release the Epstein files. Congressman Massie, thank you for being here. President Trump fought long and hard to prevent your discharge petition from going through. You won that battle. Now, what happens? How many Republicans in the House follow your lead and defy the president on this?
I think we could have a deluge of Republicans. There could be 100 or more. I'm hoping to get a veto-proof majority on this legislation when it comes up for a vote. And, you know, the president's been saying this is a hoax. He's been saying that for months. Well, he's just now decided to investigate a hoax if it's a hoax. And I have another concern about these investigations that he's announced. If they have ongoing investigations in certain areas, those documents can't be released. So this might be a big smokescreen, these investigations, to open a bunch of them to as a last-ditch effort to prevent the release of the Epstein files.
I mean, it is extraordinary to hear him demand an investigation and only mention Democrats, only mention his political opponents. But you're saying he doesn't really, he may not really even want any investigation. He wants to prevent the release. Why does he want to prevent this? What is he afraid of?
You know, I've never said that these files will implicate Donald Trump. And I really don't think that they will. I think he's trying to protect a bunch of rich and powerful friends, billionaires, donors to his campaign, friends in his social circles. And that's my operating theory on why he's trying so hard to keep these files closed.